In Matthew's gospel, Jesus tells a story. I won't share the whole story because of time. But if you look at the top of your page, it's page 1542 in your church Bible, or Matthew chapter 25, verse 31. And there's a story, the heading says, the sheep and the goats. Say sheep.
Sheep.
Say goats. I don't know a lot of difference between sheep and goats, so I did a little bit of research this past week. Can I just put it in a major heading? In essence, the botanists or the animal experts, if you will tell you that in great part, sheep want to be compliant to their owner. Yes, they'll stray. Yes, they'll go their ways at different times. But in great part, they want to stay and listen to the voice of the shepherd or somebody to guide them. A goat is a totally different beast. The Jacinos are over here on my left, and Ashley is the one that cuts my hair every couple weeks. I think it's really one of the best deals that anybody could ever do is cutting my hair, quite honestly. That she gets a few bucks for cutting about four or five hairs every couple of weeks. But I was getting a haircut recently, and Rhonda walked in and said, Ashley, do you and Nick still have goats out at your place? And she said, oh, yeah, Rhonda, we've got goats. Can I tell you, for the most part, goats are stubborn animals, and they just want what they want. Jesus tells the story comparing the sheep and the goats. Say sheep. Say goats. Look at the difference, and it's a picture of Judgment Day. I'll pick up next week the continuation of Last Day's Living. But look at what happens. First, Jesus is talking about the king, if you will, separating the sheep from the goats. Look at verse number 34. Then the king will come to those on his right. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? Then the king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for the one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. They also, say also. So notice we've got those on the right and then on the left. Now this is what they said. Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you? He will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did not do for one of these least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Think about this, Brighton, before we watch this video. Notice in that story, they both asked the same question. The righteous and the unrighteous. The righteous didn't feed the hungry and the clothe the naked and visit those in prison to be able to get into heaven. It was just part of their DNA. It was just part of their nature. They were sheep because they were doing the right thing. Notice, they didn't even know what got them in, if you will. I had never seen that before. I had always kind of imagined, well, they did it because that was the axe and they wanted to get into it. They didn't know that. The very fact, what I'm trying to convey to you is this. As children of God, as people that follow after Christ, we need to care for the needy and the poor. It's a sign of our nature that Christ died for us. And because he died for us, we automatically would be people, because of our nature, want to act like the sheep rather than the goat, because that's what sets us apart. There's a poem. I won't read the whole poem. But friends, it's by a man by the name of Markham. And I'll pick it up about two-thirds of the way through. But listen to the words, and then we'll watch this video about caring for the needy and the suffering and the poor. It's called How the Great Guest Came. The picture is that this man's got a dream that he's going to entertain Jesus at his house. And it says, his friends went home, and his face grew still as he watched for the shadow across the sill. He lived all the moments o'er and o'er when the Lord should enter the lowly door. The lighted face, the offered cup, the knock, the latch pulled up. He would wash the feet where the spikes had been. He would kiss the hands where the nails went in. And then at last would sit with him and break the bread as the day grew dim. While the cobbler mused there past his pain, a beggar drenched by the driving rain, he called him in from the stony street and gave him shoes for his bruised feet. The beggar went, and there came a crone, her face with wrinkles of sorrow sown. A bundle of gaggots bowed her back. She was spent with the wrench and rack. He gave her his loaf and steadied her load as she took her way on the weary road. Then to his door came a little child, lost and afraid in the world so wild. In the big, dark world, catching it up, he gave it the milk in the waiting cup and led it home to his mother's arms out of the reach of the world's alarms. The day went down in the crimson west, and with the hope of the blessed guest. And Conrad sighed as the world turned gray. Why is it, Lord, that your fate delay? Did you forget that this was the day? Then soft in the silence, a voice he heard. Lift up your heart, for I have kept my word. Three times I came to your friendly door. Three times my shadow was on your floor. I was the beggar with the bruised feet. I was the woman you gave to eat. I was the child on the homeless street.